Come alive to the best contemporary Christian music with Impact 103.
For the last several weeks, we have been airing the Sound of Freedom trailer, and also in the last week or so, been talking about Sound of Freedom, asking you for your reviews, getting a lot of people to talk about Sound of Freedom. And in the studio with me this morning, I've got Karen Roberts from our accounts department in, and she went to go see Sound of Freedom, which is, as you know, a movie that is based on a story about child trafficking. And we also have been asking people to go and make an effort to go and watch this movie. And we know that this is a movie that does give you a sense of hope at the end. So it's not something that you walk away going, you feel hopeless and you can't do anything about it, as we need to expose the truth as to what is happening across the world with regards to this topic, this not even topic, unfortunately, something that is happening, and that is child trafficking. Good morning, Karen. Great to have you on the morning drive. What was your experience?
Thanks, Brigitte. Yes, love being here. So my experience of going to go watch the movie was really initially one of great apprehension. I'm a very sensitive person. I'm what you call a person that feels first. So I was a little bit apprehensive because, like so many people out there, parents and adults, we actually love children. And it's hard to watch something that you love taking a knock and really suffering. So I had great apprehension. I was concerned whether this movie would actually, what effect it would actually have on me, which was maybe more selfish, but that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know if I can deal with it. And I think it's a natural reaction. I think when I spoke to some of the other adult people, people were having the same type of apprehension about it. However, I want to say that the movie producers and directors have done a very good job in exposing the truth without being graphic. And the main aim that they wanted to get across is achieved, and that is that you walk out of that movie house feeling, I cannot stay silent. I have a responsibility to speak about this, to make other people aware about this, to take action where I can. And in that terms, that movie was a real success. And for that, I just commend them, and I give them all the honor because they did a fantastic job.
Well, that's good to know. And, you know, you spoke about feeling the sense of apprehension before going into this movie. A lot of people, when they do send through their reviews, having gone to go see Sound of Freedom, they say that the movie house is empty.
Yeah.
So do you think that's why the movie house is empty? Because people have built up something in their mind that they just can't go and watch this now because they're just too sensitive to watch it.
I think that plays a huge role. People don't know what to expect. Sometimes people feel like it's going to be more like a documentary and they're actually going to interview kids afterwards. So there's a real apprehension. It's like, oh dear, you know, how's this going to go? I think when confronting with harsh realities in life, you know, there's instinctively part of us that really doesn't want to take a look at it, doesn't want to notice these things. But the truth is, this is happening. This is life. And this actually needs to be a call to take action. You can't deny it. So I think that's definitely a reason. But I think the other part of the fact is that is complacency. People are just complacent. It's like, why me? Why must I stand up? Why must I take a stand? And, you know, that's a real concern because I think that if I can remind people what we are willing to tolerate in our lives will actually dominate us. And so if we just say, oh, this is like all crime, we just have to, you know, we can't fight the system. You have to stand against it. You don't have the luxury because this is going to dominate your life. This is going to affect you sooner or later. So rather stand up and be accountable to it before that, you know. Don't wait for it to hit you kind of thing. Be proactive. I think that's really important. And to think about it, that just if we are not saying yes, as believers, if we are not saying yes, we're not giving our yes to Jesus and standing for those things, then indirectly, even directly or indirectly, we are actually agreeing with Satan and we're actually condoning it. And that's very thought-provoking.
very thought-provoking. I mean, wow, you've just brought a completely different angle to this. We know that Christ stood up for a lot of things when he walked this earth. And we are also, as Christians, need to stand up. We have a role to play in terms of standing up against this. Why do you think it's so important from a biblical perspective?
Yes. If you just, like you mentioned, if you just see the life of Jesus, you know, he ministered, he taught, he did miracles, he took a stand, he broke rules and conventions of society of that day that were limiting and crippling people. It was the exact same thing. So as believers, we should take a stand. We should do the same, right? So when we don't, I mean, we have the Word of God and the Bible because the disciples took a stand. They were willing to die for it. In fact, they would rather die than deny that any of it never happened. And that is thought-provoking in itself because, you know, we don't want to go watch a movie. Yet other people are laying down their lives for children and to see the kingdom advanced in that because God doesn't want to see his kids suffer, any of them. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're 4 or 44, you know, or even 84.
And there's still time for you to do something. There is a part that you can play in knowing that you can stand against child trafficking. We're going to continue this discussion with Karen Robertson, but we need to go to headlines first. Let's first listen to Kobe James' good news, and we'll continue our discussion about Karen's review on Sound of Freedom just after the 7:30 headlines. And we are just hearing from her review on Sound of Freedom. You can still go and watch Sound of Freedom. If it's not at the cinema that you usually go to, just go and have a look at other cinemas that is being played around the country. Still got some time to go watch it. Last week was the opening of this movie, Sound of Freedom. Karen, how were you challenged by Sound of Freedom?
Okay, so I was actually, you know, initially I was challenged just to pray because I just felt so moved for the situation. And the very next morning after I'd seen it, I actually woke up early and I was just praying and speaking to the Lord and asking the Lord to protect the kids that were waiting to be freed from the situation and that were trapped. And I just got such a conviction. It's like I just felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me and reminding me about something that my granny used to say. And she used to say, Karen, silence is also an answer. And let me explain. Sometimes we are reluctant to stand because we don't want to take the responsibility that it's going to require of us if we do make a stand. And let's just think about that. Think about the Garden of Eden, thinking about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and how they were in relationship with the Lord and they had everything, right? Well, almost everything, except one thing. And how Satan comes in and he actually convinces Eve. He asks her, what is the one thing you don't have? And she says, we don't have access to one tree in the garden, the knowledge of good and evil. And he's like, well, you know what? If you did partake of that fruit, God knows that you would be like him. And so we all know that he persuades her to take the apple, and she does. She makes the decision. She takes the apple. She eats it. So does Adam. And instantly, when Adam eats the apple, they become fully aware of their present situation, and they become aware that they are naked. And that's what knowledge does. Knowledge exposes our present situation. And then what happens is, you know, God comes on the scene and he says, you know, where are you? It's not like God didn't know where they are. he placed them in the garden, you know. And then he says to them, what happened? And this is a very defining moment because in this moment, Adam does not take responsibility. He turns and he says, the woman that you blessed me with gave me the apple and I ate it. And then God looks at Eve and Eve says, but you know what? It wasn't me. She again also abdicates the responsibility and she says, the snake that you put in the garden, it was the snake that you put in the garden that persuaded me to take the apple. And Satan, represented in the snake, says, yes, it was me. And he takes responsibility for the action that he took, which was persuading Eve. And when he does that, he gains the God-given authority that God gave Adam and Eve in the garden. He gains that authority to rule and reign over earth. So it is a very defining moment. And the thing is that when we abdicate our responsibility, when we refuse to do the things God wants us to do, when we refuse to take a stand for the things that are right, we're abdicating our responsibility. And then we wonder in life why we have a powerless Christianity, but we're not willing to stand for anything. So this just really challenged me. I was just like, you know, God, I don't think that I can keep silent. I don't think this is an option just to say, oh, this is a movie, everyone, just go see it. It's a challenge to us all to actually take a stand. As we know, God then redeems the whole situation by sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. And Jesus actually gets the keys of authority back. We see in Matthew 16, verse 9. And before he ascends to heaven, he hands over those keys to the kingdom to his disciples. And he says, yeah, we go. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, and I now give it to you. And they gave it to us. And so we have that authority back in our court. What are we going to do with that authority? What are we going to do with the responsibility that's been given to us to take action? Are we going to use it? Or are we just going to put it in our pockets for when something finally moves us? So that's just a real challenge to me. I believe that we need to take up our God-given authority. And, you know, when we don't, I think of in times of war, how, you know, war is very specific. You're either for or against. There isn't a neutrality. Sometimes in life we try to be neutral. We want to say, no, we like Switzerland. I can neither confirm nor deny that I'm in this. And we think we're being so smart. But actually, we're sitting in a no man's land. And you know what happens in a no man's land during war? If you end up in a no man's land during war, you get caught in the crossfire by those that are standing for things. And so I just want to encourage people, do not be complacent. Do not sit and think, I can let this issue slide. I can not participate in this. I can pretend that it doesn't happen. There is no negotiation with the devil. You can't say, I won't go into your territory and you don't come into mine. It doesn't work like that. That's sitting in a no man's land. And then lastly, that just encouraged me, and I started remembering the Bible where the Lord says, if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. You need to be hot or cold. You need to take a side. You've got to be for or against, because if you don't know who you are, you're lukewarm and you're ineffective and nobody wants to partake of that. So, and that was in Revelation 3, verse 16, you know, how Jesus speaks about that. So that was my challenge. What am I going to do? It's not possible to do nothing.
Profound. Thank you so much, Karen Roberts. So we're going to wrap up this discussion after the mentoring moments. Switch, good friend, on Impact 103. We are concluding this movie review that is with Karen Roberts. This movie that we are talking about is Sound of Freedom. Karen, one last question as we conclude this discussion. What is your challenge to the listener?
My challenge to the listener out there is to make a decision to stand against evil and corruption. And if you don't want to see the movie, pay it forward and allow someone else who will be educated by it to see it. Invest in other people to see it. This isn't about just making money. This isn't about people stealing funds for things. This is about supporting a cause. It's about changing the lives of those children and those parents whose kids have been stolen from them. So, educate as many people as you can on the subject. If you can't buy a ticket, at least speak about it. Your voice is a powerful tool. Make others aware of what's happening. And the more we expose, we expose darkness by bringing light into it. And the more light that there is, the more knowledge and information that is brought in, into the situation brings an awareness and makes it more difficult for the impossible darkness to remain. And it makes it more impossible for the darkness to remain. So, you know, do what you can. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Be convicted and take action.
Be convicted and take action. If you cannot afford to go watch a movie, well, gravelroadafrica.com/paid-forward is where you can go and purchase a ticket or get a ticket from there. There have been people that have donated funds and donated tickets to those that just can't afford to. But these people obviously convicted and do not want other people not to know about Sound of Freedom and child trafficking. If you want to go pay it forward, you can go to that same link. It's gravelroadafrica.com/pay-it-forward. And you can also make a contribution there, either as an organization or to an organization or to individuals, different ways in which you can give or in which you can redeem a ticket. Karen Roberts, thank you so much for your time this morning to talk to us about Sound of Freedom.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Brigitte.
This is The Morning Drive Show.